Blog Talk Radio.
Class on the Radio, tying the community together.
I wanna be where you are.
I wanna be where you are.
will do anything, whatever it takes, just to see you, to behold you as my King. I want to be where you are. Peace is where you are. Joy is where you are. And love is who you are. Want to be where you are. Somebody make that your prayer in this moment. Gotta be where you are. Everything I need is where you are.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Soul Food Sunday. Where the pastors are Anthony Claus and Pastor Deshaun Claus. Our location is 411 Jealous Avenue, North New Jersey, 07112. And the church doors are open every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and every Sunday at 10 a.m. And so we just thank everyone that's on the call right now, and we pray for the ones that pressing to get on the call. We pray that the message today will be a blessing. So the Bible says we have power, life, and death in our tongue. And so we decide to speak life instead of speak death. And so, Father God, we come to you right now during this hour, this 4 o'clock hour, asking you to move by your power and by your spirit, Lord God. Father God, we ask you to clean our ears and our hearts and our minds so that we can hear the word, Lord God, so that it can shift us into the place we need to be, Lord God, that it can transform our hearts, our minds, our thinking, Lord God. Lord God, we ask for you to make us over on today, Lord God. Make us whole. Make us new, Lord God. Give us the peace that we need. Some of us need joy in the name of Jesus. Some of us need understanding in the name of Jesus. Some of us need wisdom in the name of Jesus. Some of us need a dipping and a cleansing on today, Lord God. And only you can do it, Lord God. So we plead the blood over the line, Lord God. We pray for even the non-believers that are listening, Lord God. We pray that their shift take place and they realize that Jesus is Lord. And only you will get to where you have to go. And you'll get there on time if you believe in God, if you trust in God, and if you do it God's way. And so we glorify you, Lord God. We bless you, Lord God. The floor is yours, Lord God. The lines are yours, Lord God. Use us the way you decide to use us, Lord God. However you decide to speak to us, Lord God, whatever needs to be said, Lord God. But, Lord God, make sure that everyone that's on the line gets what they need today, Lord God. I'll let your word do exactly what it can do, Lord God. I let it bring forth healing and deliverance, Lord God. I let the power of the Holy Ghost go to each and every individual that's listening right now, Lord God. If anybody is suffering with the spirit of suicide, Lord God, let your word, Lord God, shift them to life, Lord God. If anybody is in a dry place, in a dead place, Lord God, we ask for the word to bring forth the living water, Lord God, so that they can move forth and move in the power in your glory, Lord God. If they're lacking peace, Lord God, if they're lacking wisdom, if they're lacking the spirit of love, Lord God, we ask for the spirit of love endow them, Lord God. If there's anything that's blocking them from getting in your presence, Lord God, we ask that you dry it up right now in the name of Jesus. And so if you're listening and you hear me, just say, Lord, forgive me. Open up my heart. Open up my mind so that I can receive the word on today, Lord God. Lord God, teach me right where I'm at, Lord God. I'm a sinner, Lord God. I need to be cleansed. I need to be purged. I just left from church, but then I got angry. I just left from church, and I heard some things that bothered me. I'm just waiting on you, Lord God, and I don't know how long the wait is going to be, Lord God. But I call upon your name now, Lord Jesus, because you said if we call upon you that you will come, Lord God. We hearken to you right now, Lord God. We yield to you right now, Lord God. We give you glory and we give you honor. And in Jesus' name we say amen. And at this time we're going to have Minister Johnny. He's going to come forth and he's going to teach us and tell us about baptism and what the baptism means and what God has given him regarding baptism. Minister Johnny, are you available?
Yes, I am.
God bless you, man of God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We can hear you. You can move forward. We can hear you now.
Good afternoon. My name is Minister John Mitchell. Today we'll be reading from the book of John, Luke, and Matthew. The title is Why the Need for Baptism.
Yes.
First of water and spirit a command. You must be born again. Jesus is speaking to Nicodemus. I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and spirit. John 3:5. We must receive the seed, which is the word of God. Luke 8:11-12. As you were not born of Father alone, so you cannot be born of spirit alone. As you were not born of mother alone, so your spiritual birth cannot be by water alone. When you allow the gospel seed to work in your heart, you soon reach the point of birth. That is, you obey, passing through the water the gospel requires. You come out of the water a fresh, clean person with a completely new start. So, in closing, I would encourage all to obey God's word and do as he commands. In Matthew 28:19, Jesus says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." If the Spirit forced himself on you, you would have no say in the matter. This is the reading of the Word. And I thank everyone for listening. Please, but as it is, you must be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless, and thank you for listening.
Thank you, Minister Johnny. Thank you so much. And so, Father God, we just ask you, Father God, to just touch your son right where he is, Lord God. Father God, we ask for you, Lord God, to pour back into him, Lord God. Lord God, we ask for you to give him peace, Lord God, for it seems like it's something simple to do, but when it's your first time, when it's the first time God has called you to come forth and do something that's different, Lord God, we know that we need you, Lord God. We know that we need you in every area of our life, Father God. And so, Father God, we just ask you to bless him. Bless him in the areas that he won't even ask for, Lord God. We ask for you to continue to increase his wisdom, his understanding, Lord God. And as you continue to keep us, Lord God, continue to keep him, Lord God. We give you glory and we give you honor. And in Jesus' name we say amen. And so Minister Johnny was just telling us about Matthew 28:19 about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And the reason why we decided to move and speak about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, because we, as Speak Life Ministry, we're going to have our first baptism. And right now we have about 15 candidates that desire to be baptized, some for the first time and some for the second, and maybe even the third. And so according to the word of God, the baptism is a Greek word. It's a verb, and it means to be dipped and to be immersed and to be washed. The baptism usually took place, across from the Red Sea. And now you can find this information in 1 Corinthians. And it also, the baptism was also done in the Jordan River. And so if you read your word, you'll see that the baptism was something that started to take place once Christ began to walk the earth, once Christ became man and began to walk the earth. And so then why do I need to be baptized? I need to be cleansed. I need to be washed. I need to be made whole. I need for God to do a new thing in me. When you read Matthew 28, when Jesus is baptized, it says that the Holy Spirit came in the form of a dove, and he was speaking. The Father was speaking, saying, "This is my Son, whom I am very pleased with." And the Lord was very pleased because he knew that his son was about his Father's business. And so the reason why we baptize is so that, because the word of God says to do so. It says to baptize you in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And it says that once you are baptized, according to Acts 2:38, that you will be baptized by the Holy Spirit, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then you will receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Many desire the gifts, but do you really want to be washed? Many desire gifts from the Holy Spirit, and many desire gifts from God, but do you want to be washed? Do you want to be holy? Do you want to be separate? Do you want to live according to the Word of God, the 66 books that was left behind for us to read, over 800,000 words? Do you want to follow what thus says the Lord? And so if that's what you desire to do, to follow after God, to keep his commandment, then you need to be baptized. You need to be washed. You need to fast. You need to pray. You need to be obedient to the will of God, the word of God, so that you yourself will be able to move according to what God has for you to do. And so then why do we baptize? We baptize again because God says to do so. And it says to be Christ-like. It said to follow the instructions. It said to listen to the voice of God, to yield to the Spirit of God. Acts 2:38, it says that Peter's words on that day of Pentecost, we know about Pentecost when everybody was on one accord in the upper room and all the disciples began to speak in unknown tongues. It says that Peter kept saying, repent and be baptized. So the Bible says in 2 Peter that God, he doesn't want any of us to perish, but he wants us to be baptized. He wants us to have a repentance heart. And so what is a repentance heart? A repentance heart is a heart that turns away, a heart that feels remorseful, a heart that says, Lord God, forgive me for my sins. I keep falling short with the same thing. I can't really deal with this lust spirit. And then every now and then I may lie. And I might be in love with a woman and I'm a woman, Lord God. I might be in love with a man and I'm a man, Lord God. I might be committing adultery against my husband or my wife. I may be a liar or a thief, Lord God. I don't pay my tithes. I don't keep my offerings. I don't be a blessing to the house of God. I just come and take and take. I have sticky fingers. I'm a liar. I'm a busybody. I gossip. I keep stuff going. Those are things that keep you out the presence of God. So that means maybe you need to be washed again. Maybe you need to be dipped again. Maybe you need to get into the presence of God. You need to be immersed in the blood. You need to be immersed and cleansed. And you have to believe. You have to believe that now that I'm a new creature in Christ, now that I have been baptized, now that I have said Romans 10:9, I confess with my mouth, I believe with my heart that Jesus is Lord. Now you have to seek the Father so that he can do the rest of the stripping away. Now you have to let go of what's not God and move closer to God so that you can really reap what God has for you. And so a way to keep these things connected to God, a way that you can move forward with God is prayer. Prayer is the key. When we don't pray, we lose strength. When we don't pray, we lose power. When we don't pray, we fall to sin. Sin takes control. When we have no intimacy with God, there is no relationship with God. There is no communication with God. You'll fall. If we don't pray, the enemy gains power. Prayer is our victory. So even after you're washed and even after you get baptized and even after you speak in tongues, you still must pray. You still must be intimate with the Lord. You still must fast and you must pray. Today we talked about fasting and praying, and the Lord said that we're always fasting and praying. One of the traditions, they're about to get ready for Ramadan. Many people are preparing for Ramadan. Many people, many Christians prepare for fasting. January, the first of the year, we may do a fast during the summer or the spring, and so we fast from food, we fast from things that we should not touch. But the Lord said as soon as the fast is over, you go back to those things. He said, and he wanted me to remind you, when you go back to those things, that means you're, because sin keeps you out of the presence of God. Sin blocks you from moving according to the things God has for you. It slows you down. Because if God was going to continue to bless us in our sins, continue to bless us when we're disobedient, continue to bless us no matter how our lifestyles was, then that will make the word null and void. And we know God's word is the truth, it's the light, and it's the way. And so we have to yield. We have to strip away some things. Some things may be, seem a little harder. You know, I can stop smoking, Pastor, but I can't give my boyfriend away. I've been baptized. I've been cleansed. I speak in tongues. But, you know, my boyfriend, he's going to be my husband in 2018. And so I'm just going to hold on to him. And so while you hold on to something that's not of God, it makes the washing and the cleansing process have to be done all over again. It's like you're putting on a new garment, and as soon as something stains it, you have to wash it again. And so every time we get stained, this is what happens. We have to be washed again. And so the gifts of the Holy Spirit, there is the gift of miracle. There's the gifts of tongues. There's the gifts of knowledge. There's the gift of healing. There's the gift of discernment. There's the gift of love. There's the gift of interpretation. There's the gift of prophecy. There's the gift of wisdom. And so when you're baptized, the water there. And for someone that may not know what baptism is, most likely you'll go to a pool or you can go to the river like Jesus and the disciples did. Or most people have a baptism pool in their church. And you come in and you prepare, you have your garments on, and the pastor, the minister, whomever else will conduct the service, they will say, we baptize you in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And when they say Holy Spirit, they will dip your whole body in the water. And when you come up, we believe you come up new. We believe you come up fresh. We believe you come up and you're endowed with the Holy Spirit. And so then after you endow with the Holy Spirit, God will start releasing your gifts to you. The gift to raise the dead, the gift to open up the blind eyes, the gift of knowledge, the gift of healing, the gift of wisdom, the gift of the spirit of discernment, the gift of love. When you can truly love your enemies, when they constantly do wrong with you. You know, sometimes we deal with folks that have up and down spirits. One minute they love you, one minute they don't. And then in spite of it, because you have now been baptized and immersed in the Holy Spirit, he has endowed you, you're walking in the gift of love. And so you can still love them, but you have wisdom. You have wisdom because that's another gift. And so you can love someone, but you must have wisdom. And how do you keep these gifts? How do your gifts ignite? How do you go from level to level, from glory to glory, according to the word of God? You do that in your prayer life. You do that when you make time to pray. We have commissioned the disciples here to pray at least 1 hour a day. If you can do it in a half an hour in the morning, a half an hour at night, it's for you. It's the birth out of things for you. It's for God to sharpen you. It's to have a relationship with you. Imagine if you got up every morning, you never spoke to your children, you never spoke to your husband or your wife, and you just went to work. You never spoke to your boss or your coworkers. You kind of just went to the day all by yourself. That's how it is when you don't speak to God. And then we want to just come to God when it's an emergency. We want to just come to him when something is going rocky, and he's saying, wait, I've been here all this time waiting for you. I've been sending instructions. You've already been baptized. So what is going on? You already confessed that Jesus is Lord. What is happening? What has happened to you after your baptism that some need to be rebaptized and want to be baptized and they want to dedicate their bodies to God? They want to dedicate their mind to God. And so Paul said, repent and be baptized again. And so I encourage you on today, if you're not in a place of God, just repent. All you have to do is say, Lord, cleanse me. Wash me. Make me whole, Lord God. Come into my life, Lord God. Make me new, Lord God. Have your way with me, Lord God. Cleanse me, Lord God. Deliver me, Lord God. Whatever it is that you need from God, forgive me from all my sins. Because the Bible says we all fall short of his glory. No man is perfect. We all fall short of his glory. And so, Lord God, we just want to say thank you for being a forgiving God. We want to thank you for new grace and new mercy that you give us each day. We want to thank you that we woke up in our right state of mind, Lord God. And we want to thank you that we woke up. Some of us woke up in our own home. Some of us woke up in our own apartment. Some of us woke up in a fully furnished home. Some of us woke up and we had eyes to see what we have and what we don't. Some of us woke up and we can hear our children say, I'm hungry, Mom. I'm hungry, Dad. Some of us woke up and we were able to go into the refrigerator and cook what we wanted to cook and eat what we wanted. Some of us was able to get dressed for church and make a decision of what we want to wear. And is it shoes or is it flat? Is it a dress or is it pants? Some of us woke up and we had decisions to make. We were able to choose the blessings that we decided. And then there were some that did not wake up this morning. There were some that received the call that no one woke up this morning. They went to their home and no one is answering. Nobody woke up. And so for those people, the time has come. The hour has come. The spirit of death came and took what was his last night. And so we don't know when our hour or our day is. And so if you're on the line or if you can get to somebody after the line is over, then tell them about the good news of Jesus. Tell them about baptism. Tell them about building their relationship with God. Tell them that all they got to do is pray and ask God to cleanse them and wash them. And God is so faithful that even if you fall 1,000 times, he'll still forgive you. But every time you fall, you have to keep starting over. Imagine, some of us, we've been saved about 30 years, 40 years, but every time you fail, you started over. So some of us are still in pre-K. You know, at the 3 years old, you know, you go to the free school when you get three. Some of us have turned three yet again this year. We've been saved our whole life. We grew up in the church. We know the Lord. We speak in somebody's tongues, but it ain't the tongues of the Holy Spirit, because if it was, it will keep you. If you have the power of the Holy Spirit resting in your belly, it will keep you. No traditions of, oh, we don't speak in tongues, we don't lay hands, we don't do this. We don't. It's in the word of God. 1 Corinthians 12, if you read it, Apostle Paul is teaching about the gifts of the Spirit. He's teaching about the Holy Ghost. If you read Acts 1:1, it tells you that Jesus is speaking to the disciples, and he has just gotten up on the third day. He has just come from hell with the keys of hell and death in his hand, and he tells his disciples, don't move, don't leave, don't go preach the gospel, don't go win the souls yet until the Holy Spirit come and endow you.
He said, don't leave without my power. And that's what's happening. Some of us move forward, and some of us are ushering, and some of us are singing in the choirs, and some of us are the first lady. But we moved before the Holy Spirit came and done what he needed to do with us. The Bible says that Jesus told his disciples, don't move before the Holy Spirit falls upon you. He says, don't go. You need to be endowed with the Holy Spirit. I can't preach without the power of God. I can't teach without the power of God. I can't lay hands without the power of God. I can't heal the sick without the power of God. I can't heal the brokenhearted, the sick, the lame. I can't do that with my own strength. It has to be the power of God, but I must believe. And so if I don't believe, then it won't manifest. I have to believe that today the Lord said he has prepared a table in the presence of our enemies, that the table is already prepared. And if you keep walking, you're going to walk and you're going to get the blessings you have. But if you get there late, your meal will be cold and it might be a little spoiled. It might be a little soggy. He may have to prepare it all over again. He very well have given, you know, your table away, the whole table that's been prepared. It's not God that we're waiting on. He's waiting on us. We're not waiting on God. I'm waiting on the Lord to do it. I'm waiting on the Lord. We don't wait for God. He says he knows every thought we have before we even think. He knows that this call was going to be made before he even planted me in my mother's womb. He knew that there would be a soulful Sunday. He knew that we would be pastors and evangelists and teachers. He knows your struggles. He knows your ins and outs. He knows every strand of hair that you have on your head. Some say it's too hard to do it this way, but if you stopped and you looked at yourself right now, and if you have tried everything else today, I encourage you to try Jesus. I encourage you to open your mouth and say, Lord, be the light, be my love, be my Lord. Cleanse me, wash me, make me whole. I believe you, Lord God, but I need you, Father God. I need your miracles. I need your gifts. I need the gifts of tongues so I can understand and I can go in warfare. I need the gift of knowledge. I need the gift of healing. I need the gift of wisdom. I need the gift of discernment. I need the gift of love. Some of us just need the gift of love. Because it's so hard sometimes to love some of these folks that constantly keep stabbing you in your back. I need to be endowed with love. When I entertain certain people, you can feel the hate. You can see the hate. And then in addition to you having the gift of discernment, it's so strange because now you see folks talking and folks coming against you, and you're like, okay, Lord, the Bible says you'll be persecuted for righteousness' sake. It has nothing to do with what I do. Oh, I'm so this, I'm so that. It has nothing to do with me. It is the Christ that lives in me. And so I'm honored to be a pastor. I'm honored to allow God to use me. I'm honored to baptize our sons and daughters. I'm honored to stand in the water. And I believe the fire of God is going to fall. I believe the glory of God is going to show up. I believe that the ministers will be united and the pastors will have even more power and the evangelists and the sons and daughters will walk upright and walk in their God-given authority. If you're lame and you're just laying there, God didn't do it. If you're lacking something, then God didn't do it. He doesn't take from us. He prepares things for us, and he leaves them there until we show up. And so the water is ready if you desire to be baptized, if you desire to be washed, if you desire to be dipped, if you desire to be clean, if you desire to be whole. And after the washing, remember, we must pray. We must pray. We must pray because your money's going to run out. Everybody that's going to be there when you have the money, when it's gone, they're going to leave. And you may come up and conjure up another way, another scheme, another scam to get some more money. But that money will go just as fast as the last money went. It's just the way it works. If God has his hand on you and he has a calling on you, everything you touch is going to dry up until you do it God's way. And everything you desire, it won't come. You'll kind of see everybody else be blessed and you'll be trying to figure out what must I do. I'm just, it's only one thing. It's only two things. It's only three things. I'm doing better than her over there. God said, be Christ-like. He said, keep your eyes on me, not your sister, not your mother, not your cousin, not the pastor, not first lady. He said, keep your eyes on me. So I encourage you, if you have never been baptized, reach out to your pastor. And tell them I need to be baptized. If you don't have a church, then find someone and find a pastor. I know they won't turn you away if you tell them I desire to be baptized. I want to be made whole. I want to be cleansed. And once you're baptized, and even before you get baptized, build up your prayer life. Build up your prayer life. Build up your prayer life. Find a place to pray every morning, every afternoon. Pray before you leave your house because destruction waits for you at noonday. Psalms 91, the arrows that come, there's situations that's waiting to try to overtake us. Just like Satan tried Jesus, he's going to try us. But if you pray it up and you're living right, when it comes, you speak to it. It said you can speak to this mountain and it will fall if you believe and if you have faith. Prayer is the key. Don't lose your strength. Don't lose your power. Don't let sin overtake you. Be intimate with God so that you can say, Our Father who art in heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And so that means in order for you to be forgiven, you have to forgive some folks. You can't be baptized. You can't say, oh, I'm the treasurer and I'm the usher and I've been in church all my life. And yes, I speak in tongues. And then you have so much hate in your heart. You just hate just everything that looks like Jesus you hate, but you're a Christian. I ask for you to ask God to cleanse you on a day, to dip you, to wash you, to make you whole, and then to fill you up with the Holy Ghost and to loosen your gifts that's already in your belly. They're already there because we came equipped with the gifts. They're already there. And so, Father God, we give you glory. We thank you for Minister Johnny. We thank you for everyone that's on the line right now, Lord God. We thank you that we're going to request to be baptized if we desire to be baptized. We thank you, Lord God, that we're going to pray more, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because some of us are doing what you're telling us to do, Lord God. So now we're just waiting for the release of the miracles, Lord God. And for each caller that's been walking with God, that's been holding on to God, continue to walk. Continue to walk. Continue to trust God. Continue to pray. Continue to fast. Continue to seek God for his glory and not his gifts. We want to seek God for his glory. It says, seek me first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then everything else will be added on. And so the first thing that he tells us is to seek him for righteousness. We got to seek God to live holy. So, God, I'm seeking you. I desire to live holy. I desire to have a good heart. I desire to love my enemies, Lord God. I desire to have faith, Lord God. I desire to have wisdom, Lord God. I have to seek you first for the desires of what you're going to give me for righteousness' sake. And then everything else will be added. We give you glory, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. And in Jesus' name we say amen. And so at this time, we're going to take some callers if anybody desires to be called. I had someone inbox me last week. They desire prayer, but for whatever reason, it was not working. I don't know if they could get in. So I'm going to pray for my name is Minister Sandy. We're going to pray for her now. And I just ask the Lord right now to touch her wherever she is, Lord God, even if she's on the line or she's not, just touch her, Lord God. I pray that you give her peace, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you come and you shift every situation that needs to be shifted, Lord God. Lord God, I pray that you touch even her puppy, Lord God, that you touch him and let the pain cease, Lord God, and that it is your final decision of whatever it is you decide to do, Lord God. I pray that you increase her in her wisdom, increase her knowledge, Lord God, increase her love, increase her spirit of discernment and spirit of interpretation, Lord God. Lord God, I ask you to bless her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God. Lord God, I ask you to bless her coming in and coming out, Lord God. I ask you to open up doors for her, Lord God, that no man can shut, Lord God. I ask you to mend relationships in her family and in her life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Upon Cassandra, Lord God, I speak your peace, Lord God, your power, Lord God. And, Lord God, I pray right now, even in the fire of God, that it will fall right now. The baptism of the fire of the Holy Spirit will fall upon her right now, Lord God. That the fire of God supernaturally will fall upon her right now in the name of Jesus. We glorify you, Lord God. We thank you for your gifts. We thank you for everything that you're doing in our life, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. But you don't have to do anything for us. You already died for all our sins, Lord God. But we thank you that you chose fit, Lord God, to come back, Lord God, and bless us, to come back every day and give us new grace and give us mercy, Lord God. New mercy and new grace he gives us every day. I give you glory and I give you honor, Lord God. And in Jesus' name, I say amen. We have a caller. His name is Aaron. And so, Father God, we ask you right now to touch your son, Aaron, in every area of his life, Father God. I ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to touch him. Lord God, touch him in every area of his life, Lord God. Aaron, I don't know if you're from Pennsylvania. I don't know if you're from Ohio, but I hear the Lord saying, don't give up. I hear the Lord say, keep trying. I hear the Lord saying, keep trying. Don't give up. For I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I hear the Lord saying, don't give up no matter what it looks like. Don't give up because I won't give up on you. I keep moving forward. Sometimes you fall and you get back up and you fall and you get back up. And whenever we fall, we want to get back up and we want the blessings just to be right there. But what we don't realize is that the enemy knows that your blessing is so close. So he'll bring you something that looks almost like your blessing, but it'll never be the real deal. But I speak strength into you right now in the name of Jesus. I speak the power of God to guide you, to lead you, to direct you in every way that you need to go. I speak that the sound mind will fall upon you, the sound mind of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I speak that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every weapon that you have formed, that God will destroy it right now in the name of Jesus. I speak, I speak to your heart and I speak to your mind in the name of Jesus. I speak a sound mind, for God said he has given us not the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. That he has given us sound mind, and he has given us power, but he has not given us fear. I speak that you will raise up and you will be the man of God that God has called you to be, that you are blessed and you are not cursed, that you are the head and you're not the tail in the name of Jesus. I speak the divine will of God upon your life. As the prophet of God, I decree and declare that your ladder will be great. I decree and declare that next week will bring forth the miracles and the blessing that you need. But I hear the Lord say, just believe me. Don't give up. Aroma isidiabasia. Next week, abatro idiamatro kuba isidiamasia. I hear the Lord say on Wednesday, abatro kuba idiamatro piriabasia. Don't mess this up again, Aaron. Arosi kiaba itro kuba idiamasia. Don't overthrow your blessings. Don't throw away what I have given you. Trust me and believe me, even when you can't feel me, when you can't see me, I am here with you always, says the Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor for your son, Aaron, Lord God. We bless you, Lord God, right now for him. We bless you for every caller that's on the line, Lord God. And in Jesus' name we say amen. Is there anyone else that desires prayer? Is there anyone else that desires prayer for someone else? Is there anyone that you know that needs someone, some prayer, someone to speak into their life? Is there anyone that you know that needs to be baptized and they can't get no water so we can supernaturally baptize them now? Is there anyone that you know that needs help, that needs a miracle? Is there anyone? Arosi diama, ikoba, trosi diama, kiama, trosia, idrokuba, idiabasia. Our Lord God, we come to you for James right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Our Lord God, we speak to the spirit of Abatrosi Diama Kiama Trosia that is trying to pull James the wrong direction. Abasi Kama Tro Kuba Idiabasi Araba. We speak a hedge of protection over James. We speak the blood covering over James. We plead the blood over James right now in the name of Jesus, over his mind, his heart, and his spirit, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to sever, to cut, to separate, to destroy every false friendship, Lord God, everything that has been created that is not of you, Lord God, everything that's going to hinder the blessings that you have waiting for him, Lord God, everything that's trying to block the miracles that's already being released, Lord God. Lord God, we ask for you to cut down and to shut down peer pressure. Peer pressure in the name of Jesus. We cut it down in the name of Jesus. We destroy it in the name of Jesus. And we speak that it is your will that will be done, Lord God. You said you have a good end for us. You expect good things to happen for us. You know the plan that you have for us, Lord God. Plan to prosper, the plan to be in good health. You said even as your soul prosper, Lord God, prosper James' soul, Lord God. You said that he will prosper, Lord God. Bless his mother, Lord God. Bless his sisters and brothers. Bless his household, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bless him, Lord God. Bless him in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I give you glory and I give you honor, Lord God. And in Jesus' name, I say amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we have another person that desires prayer. His name is John. So we come to pray for John Murray, Lord God.
Father God, we ask you to strengthen your man servant, Lord God, like only you can, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to break the curse, Lord God. Any curse, anything that's being sent his way, break it in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Ah, Lord God, we ask for you, Father God, to let the spirit of forgiveness fall upon him. See, when you're in church and you're serving church and you're serving your pastors and you're so loyal to your pastors, and when you're in need of something, even if it's just a visit to the hospital, even if it's just a visit, if it's just a phone call, and you can't get a phone call, you can't get nobody to call you, you can't get nobody to do anything for you, you get angry and you have the spirit of unforgiveness on you. And the enemy knows that when unforgiveness comes, God, he knows that God can't forgive you, because the word of God says so in Matthew 6:9-13, that when you forgive, then I'll forgive your debt. That was Jesus speaking to the disciples of how to pray. Anybody that's on the line, prayerfully, you are a Christian. You are a disciple of Jesus Christ, and so you must forgive to be forgiven. And so when folks do you wrong, you get angry. The spirit of anger come on you. The spirit of resentment come on you. The spirit of hate. But along with that comes sickness. Along with that come migraine headaches and pains in your bodies and arthritis. And then you say it's allergies. I got an allergy. I got a sinus headache. But that is all connected to the spirit of unforgiveness. I encourage you to denounce the spirit. I encourage you to forgive. I encourage you to open your mouth and say, Lord God, loosen me from the spirit of unforgiveness, Lord God. Teach me how to love the unlovable, even when they do me wrong, Lord God. But, Lord God, in all of it, let me see myself. Let me not point fingers at others. Let me see myself. And so, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we speak strength to James. We speak strength to Aaron. We speak strength to Cassandra. We speak strength to Minister Murray. We speak strength in the name of Jesus, your strength, Lord God. We ask you right now to supernaturally baptize them in the Holy Ghost, Lord God. So then even after the phone call is over, you'll still move by your glory. You'll still move by your power, Lord God. But they'll say something happened on the line. There was a shift in my belly. There was something that happened. I seem different. I don't know what's going on, but I know that it's God, because we have to give all the glory that belongs to the Lord. And so we bless your name, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. I'm just grateful, Lord God, that you decided to wake me up this morning, Lord God. I'm grateful that I woke up in my right state of mind, Lord God. I'm grateful, Lord God, that my eyes are able to see, Lord God. I'm grateful that my legs still can move. I'm grateful that I can clap my hands and I can wave my hands and I can shout, Lord God. I'm grateful, Lord God, that you decided to bless me this morning. How did he bless me? I'm in all this turmoil. Everything like is crazy. I don't understand. How did he bless me? You woke up this morning. And if you woke up this morning, that is a blessing. And if you run into anyone during the course of after the phone call is over, the blog is shut down, and they just start complaining, they just complaining and everything is so wrong, you need to remind them that you are blessed because you are in the land of the living. You are blessed because God gave you new grace and mercy. You are blessed because you can even have a conversation. And when I speak that to you, you can hear me with your ear. We bless your name, Lord. We honor you, Lord God. We glorify you, Lord God. Is there anyone else that desires prayer? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. And so, Father God, I ask you even right now for you to touch my son Anthony and Altamar and Taj, Lord God. I ask you to touch them wherever they are right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, I ask you to send your fire of the Holy Ghost, Lord God, to convict them and to convert them, Lord God. Lord God, I ask for you to allow your fire to fall upon them in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I ask you to take your blood that never loses its power and immerse them in your blood, Lord God. Wherever they at right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I ask that your hedge of protection cover them, Lord God, that it shields them, that it keeps them, Lord God. I ask for the spirit of deliverance to fall upon them, Lord God, that everything that's not of you, every generational curse, every new curse, everything that they keep walking and that's not of you, Lord God, that it uprooted and that it burns in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I ask you to keep my sons, Lord God. I ask you to deliver them, Lord God. I ask you to bless them so they won't struggle and keep struggling and keep struggling, Lord God. But I ask you to deliver them. I ask you to bless them. Then I ask you to open up to heaven, Lord God, and pour out blessings, Lord God, so that they won't miss their blessings, so that they won't swallow their blessings, so that they will not be able to see their blessings, Lord God. but open up the eyes on today in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Open up the eyes in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now for Derek, Lord God. Ah, Lord God, we speak to the spirit of depression, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, we speak we speak to the spirit, Lord God, of addiction. We have to realize that whenever there is a stronghold and you're trying to get away from the stronghold will try to hook up with another demonic force, because the Bible says when the house is clean, those spirits will go get seven more spirits, and they would try to overtake you. They would try to take your life. They would try to get you to take your life. But we speak life over Derek in the name of Jesus. And I stand in the gap about Trosi Diamatia as his pastor, because he is one with his wife. We speak life in the name of Jesus. We speak with the boldness and the power of God in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak that the fire of God will fall upon his mind in the name of Jesus. He's in his right state of mind in the name of Jesus. He is a mighty man of God in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak peace right now in the name of Jesus. We speak joy in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I move, Aroba Idiamasia, by your power, Lord God. I move for your son, Derek. Aroba Ikiamas Rosi Diabasia, in the name of Jesus. Let the fire, Isrosi Kiamasia, of the living God, Rosi Kiamasia, fall upon him right now in the name of every unclean spirit, according to Luke and 10. You said we have power. We have power over unclean spirits. We seek and we command every spirit, every demon, every demonic spirit, every unclean spirit, every filthy spirit, every mind control spirit, every addictive spirit in the name of Jesus to loosen his mind in the name of Jesus, loosen his heart in the mighty name of Jesus. We immerse him with your blood, Lord God. Baptize him right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you glory, Lord God. We know that you're able. We give you glory, Lord God. We know that you're able. We give you glory, Lord God. We know that you're able. We give you glory, Lord God. Roma iti diabasi kamasia. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we cry out right now for Malik, Lord God. We cry out right now for Malik, Lord God. Rosi diabasi kama itroki abasia. We cry out right now for Malik in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus upon Malik in the name of Jesus. Wherever he is right now, Lord God, we plead the blood in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We plead, Father God, that the doors that are open for him to do things that are not of you, that they will shut, Lord God. That friendships, Lord God, will cut, Lord God. We speak your blood upon him in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We speak that you will wake him up in the midnight hour, Lord God. We speak that he will dream dreams, Lord God. We speak that he will see the unknown, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak to every unclean spirit in the mighty name of Jesus, and we call forth the spirit of righteousness, the spirit of power, the spirit of the Lord thy God, to operate, to move, to guide, to instruct him, to direct him in the mighty name of Jesus. We call forth Malik to walk according to the will of God in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak peace upon his son right now in the name of Jesus. We speak power upon his son in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak joy upon his son right now in the name of Jesus. We speak peace in his household in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak the blood upon his household in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way. You said two or more touching in the green, Lord God. That's your word. You said if two or more touching in the green, Lord God. So I'm touching in the green with everyone that's requesting prayer for their loved ones, Lord God. I'm touching in the green, Lord God, for Mr. Murray, Lord God. I'm touching in the green for Aaron, Lord God. I'm touching in the green for James, Lord God. I'm touching in the green for Derek, Lord God. I'm touching in the green for Cassandra, Lord God. I'm touching in the green for Yasin, Lord God. I'm touching and agreeing for Malik, Lord God, and your word cannot come back void, Lord God. So we say thank you, Lord God, that you're not like man. You cannot lie. You will not lie. We give you glory and we give you honor, Lord God, that we serve a God that's a living God. We serve a God that walks in miracles, Lord God. We serve a God that is a miracle, Lord God. Serve a God that's all powerful. We serve a God that created the heavens and earth in 6 days. And on the 7th day he rested. We give you glory, Lord. We bless you for your presence on the blog today, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord God.
I encourage every mother that's on the line, every daughter, every son, every father, to check your children, to watch your children, to lay hands on your children, to pray for your children. They are blessings from God. We give you glory, Lord. We give you honor, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord Jesus. Our Holy Ghost fire fall upon each and every listener right now, Lord God. Holy Ghost fire, fall afresh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We bless your name, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. Ah, Lord God. We come to you right now praying for Jeanette, Lord God, for the strength, Father God. I need strength, Lord God. We pray for Jeanette in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch her heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Give her peace, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Increase her faith, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Increase her faith. If God increased our faith, we'll walk on water. If God increased our faith, we'll believe him when it's impossible to believe him. When it doesn't even look like we can get out of it, we will still believe God. You say, Lord, increase the spirit of faith. Increase my faith, Lord God. Increase my faith in you, Lord God. Increase my faith in you, Lord Jesus. Increase in that faith. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we speak healing over her mind, over her family, over her mothers, over her sons, over her brothers. We speak the healing virtue of God to fall upon her now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we honor you with our bodies, our minds, our spirits, and our soul, Lord God. Father God, we just want to say thank you. We want to say thank you, Lord God. We want to say thank you for our life, Lord God. We want to say thank you for our life, Lord God. We want to say thank you for our life, Lord God. It could be so much worse. I want you to know that. We want to say thank you for our life. We want to say thank you for our life. Some folks are alive right now, and they woke up in a paperboard box. They woke up in a shelter, and they had been robbed of everything. They woke up, and they have to sleep where there's bed bug infestation, but they have to still go back the next day. We need to tell God thank you that I haven't got to that place. We need to tell God, thank you, that I have a roof over my head. We need to tell God, thank you, that I have keys. You need to tell God, thank you, that I'm in a clean and a safe environment. We need to tell God, thank you, that I'm in my right state of mind. We need to tell God, thank you, that there is help, and our help is in the Lord. We bless you, Lord God. 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 I bless the Lord. I thank God. He's awesome. He's the keeper of our soul, the ruler of our soul, the lily of the valley, the rose of Sharon. He is Jesus, the Lord, our Savior, the King of Kings, the Alpha and Omega. He's our Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Ropa. I can do this all day because my God is my everything. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you when everybody else gives up on me, you don't. Thank you when everybody else bails out, you don't. Thank you that when there's nobody to talk to, I can come to you. Thank you, Lord God, for fixing. Some of us have been waiting for things to be fixed for years. And on today, God fixed it, and yet we're focusing on another situation without giving him glory on the situation we have been waiting for years to be fixed. Don't let the enemy rob you out of your worship. Don't let him rob you out of your thank you. Don't let him rob you out of your peace and your joy. Be happy to be in the presence of God. Be happy to be in the numbers. And so, Lord God, we thank you. We bless your name. We thank you for the woman of God, Keisha. We thank you for Soulful Sunday. We thank you for allowing us to host Soulful Sunday. We thank you for Minister Johnny. We thank you for his wife, Edna. And right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to touch her body. Father God, we ask you to touch her body in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you to touch her body from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to dry up everything that keeps reoccurring, Lord God, the spirit of reoccurrence, the spirit of repeat. Arokuma idiabasia. We plead the blood upon her mind, her body, her spirit, and her soul, Lord God. We plead your fire of the Holy Spirit to fall upon her. We know that you're able. We know that you're willing, Lord God. You said by your stripes, Isaiah 53:5. I give you your word back, Lord God, because your word can't come back void. We bless you, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God.
And that at this time, there is no one else that is requesting prayer. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for everyone that's listening. I pray that you're blessed. I pray that you heard something that you needed to hear. I pray that this will carry you through the week, maybe even through the month. If you don't have a church home, find a church home. If you live in Newark, if you're close to Newark, it's 411 Jealous, Newark. Wednesdays at 7 p.m., Sundays at 10 a.m. And if you live in Newark and you have a church home, get to your church home. If you live in Newark and you live on the other side of the town, get to a church home. If you live in Newark, ask God to give you the spirit of discernment to show you which church to go to. If you don't live in Newark, find a place of worship. Find somewhere where you can lift your hands and cry out. Find somewhere where you can run around and shout and dance. Find somewhere where it's okay to be in the presence of God and give him glory and to dance like David danced. I'll find a place of worship. We honor you, Lord God. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that comes against you, you shall condemn. Aba thro idiabasia. For every whisperer, edukuma idiabasia. For all the naysayers, rokuma idiabasia. For the doubters, orosukuba idia, and the unbelievers, arosi diabasia. God is still calling you to repent. God is still calling you to repent. Abasi diabasia. I love you, Father God. I give you glory, and I give you honor. Blessed Minister Johnny, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God, coming in and coming out. And in Jesus' name we say amen. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. May your peace be multiplied. God bless you.
If you